Hello everyone, this is Audio Mo Day 4. And as you can hear, they're back. Half term is officially over. I'm sitting in the garden, it's quite a nice day. Sunny, warm, a little bit breezy. And they're all piling out for their morning play. Here they come. I think I worked it out that the kids that were in reception when I moved in here, this is their year 6. I think that's right. Yeah, they will finish. The ones that started in the September when I first moved in are now nearly finishing year 6. I do have to laugh. Often you hear them getting named and shamed, especially in PE, because there's a male teacher and he shouts really loudly. When Obi was cutting the grass yesterday, he said, "I found 9 dog balls," and I said, "Oh, for goodness sake." But when he showed them to me, there was one dog toy that I got Niall either last year or the year before. It's from Pets at Home, and it was a latex squeaky square bucket, the kind of buckets kids have when they make a castle, not a conventional round kind of bucket. And then there was a big rubber ball of his, and then there were 2 basketball, like foam basketballs, a small tiny plastic ball, a tennis ball, that's 4, a football, I think there were a couple of others, and none of those. Oh, there was a yellow squashy one, which is the size of a football, but it's like plastic, and I don't know whether it's a gone football that's gone down a bit. It feels like it's got foam inside, so I kept that one. I said to him, "You'll have to chuck all the others, I kept the football." But I think they come over from the school, but I don't really know how they manage it, because there's these huge sycamore trees at the end of the garden. And then there's a bit of a gap, like about a foot. There's like a little alleyway, but you couldn't walk along it. And then there's the wire fence of the school. But I don't know. I mean, next door, I've never heard the kids next door playing ball or anything in their garden. They're older girls, like teenagers. So I think they must come over from the school. We get it every year, but the foam basketballs were mouldy, so I said, "Oh, chuck them." But they all came to light from the jungle that was our garden. They never come and ask for them back. But the thing is, I certainly can't throw them back. Whether Obi could, I don't know. I think you'd have to do it from, I don't know. Because it's very high to get it over, or get them over. One man did come knocking on the door a couple of years ago and said that it was his son's leaving day the day before. Had we seen a red ball in the garden? Because all his friends had signed it, a red football. And it had gone over someone's fence. Well, we looked for it and it wasn't here. So I hope he did find it. Anyway, folks, I think that's enough of my rambling and their screaming. And I'll love you and leave you till the next time.